Really glad you brought up that topic. I've got high energy naturally, and people a long time just go, oh, you speak fast, you walk fast, you must be anxious on edge. And it's such a myth. You can be quite the opposite. You can be a slow person, seeming really relaxed, but your mind can be racing and not mindful at all, but quite the opposite. And a good example is like a marathon runner. Mm-hmm. They're running professionals at 13 miles an hour for 2 hours. They're extremely mindful. So I'm glad you said that. Mindfulness speed is very possible. Your voice talking fast and your movements of your body doesn't mean your mind is not relaxed as well.
In Ajahn Mahabua's monastery, I believe the basic ethic is eat fast, walk fast, be mindful.
Basically.
Like on the arms round, you really have to be quite fit to keep up, apparently. It's quite a scurry.
Tend to be addressed.
Yeah. Be quiet, be fast, be mindful. Not that then being quick is intrinsically mindful. That's Ajahn Mahabua's style, is go for it. He's a speedy, energetic character. He's passed away now, but that was very much a characteristic of his own nature. And that was the tone of his monastery. Be fast, be quiet, be mindful. Also, speaking about runners, Joseph Campbell, who is a well-known author, psychologist, mythologist, and notable philosopher, I would say, he was also an Olympic class runner. There was a series of interviews with him in years gone by a man called Bill Moyers. And in the interview, he asked him if he'd had any kind of mystical experience. He wrote about religion and spirituality and mythology so much. And he said, yes, I have. But you'd be surprised to hear it was on the running track. He never ran in the Olympics. He peaked sort of between two Olympics. But he was like a world-class half-mile runner. And he described how his university was competing against one other university. And they had the half-mile relay, so four runners each doing half a mile. And he was the anchor. He was like the fourth runner for his university team. And when he got the baton, the runner for the opposition was 60 or 70 yards ahead. And he said, even though he was way behind when he got the baton in his hand, he said, as it landed in my hand, I knew this was my race. And his mind went into this extremely quiet, still state. And he ran the race of his life, and he won. But internally, it was in this extraordinarily quiet, still place, as his body was running the race of a lifetime. And I feel like that's a really interesting example, that the world, the external world, can be extremely active, but the mind which is aware of it can be utterly clear and still, and even as all that activity is going on. That's one example. And then it sort of stuck in his memory and was a significant point in his life as a major spiritual experience. Just happened to be running at great speed while it was taking shape. I'm not expecting everyone to start running around. It's not the running that makes a difference. It's the mind is what matters.